I don't think that.
Yes. Ah, recording is in progress, Raksha. Okay, so this is a really quick review. Ari Gemara, right, talks about Tirda, right? The Chassan is Patzer from the Kriyashma because he's, right, because he's Tarad. Okay, you know, Bayan and Rava have this Machlokas. You know, how expansive are we about this idea of Tarad? So Bayan says, oh, well, he's Tarad. You know, he's Tarad de Lobile, right? Not that, oh, he's Tarad and he's actually like, you know, doing it, right? Like, Tarud could mean, let's say, bothered by, or it could mean occupied by, right? Or occupied with, I think. Right? He could be bothered by something, or, right? Or occupied by something, or he could be occupied with something. What's the difference, right? You're preoccupied by something means, like, you know, your head's on it. You're distracted by it. You're occupied with means you are doing. Right, or you're in the process of. So Rava says it's only the tour of Kriyat Shema is only if he's actually like occupied, or he's planning, he's doing, he's doing whatever. As opposed to Abaya, who says no, right? Lo de tarid de lo bail, right? No, it's not that he's tarid de bail the mivah, that he's right, has to actually be a rishona, which is considered a mitzvah, but he's tarud, that he hasn't yet done it, right? And that his preoccupation with that is the issue. Okay, so preoccupation is somehow put him in a mitzvah. And it's something similar for shluchim mitzvah. Shluchim mitzvah are put him in a sukkah, right? And the question kind of becomes, well, right, what about, is it always, you know, is it only because you're doing it, right? And a similar machlokas comes up there, and essentially what we have is a question of, well, what's the relationship between the idea of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, right, which let's say comes up in sukkah and then seems to be connected then to tirda and Ari Gemara, right? Is tirda something like distinct, unique, or is it part of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah? So Rashi in our Rashi, actually, I didn't put it in here, but I should have. Rashi says, oh, you know, Osek Min Mitzvah in Exhibits calls Tirda Osek Mitzvah Patur Min Mitzvah. However, Rashi in Sukkah, I think, Rashi in Brachos, in parallel Sukkah in Brachos, says the opposite. Rashi here by us basically says Osek, that Tirda is a form of Osek Mitzvah Patur Min Mitzvah, I think. Rashi in Bracho says, who would shemachashev al isek betulim ilav kra yeter alo itmar as well, right? Osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah is like real tirda, right? Dika tirda, aval chatan de tirda de machshava ba'alma. It's only intellectual tirda, right? So I would have thought that we would say, okay, deal with it, right? You're intellectually preoccupied. That's not an issue. If you're physically occupied, it's okay, right? That's something different. The mashmalah that it also can. Right, so I think the implication of this Rashi, right, is that the drasha is about your osig. Your osig means your tarot, you're busy with, right? Or not even you're busy, you're preoccupied by. Sorry, I have to be more precise. You're preoccupied by this, and therefore, right, there's a ptur. Okay, so both osig mitzvah patur mitzvah is you're preoccupied with the mitzvah, right? Just physically even, and then this idea of tirda is that even when the preoccupation is an intellectual one. Okay, but both of them essentially stem from this idea of preoccupation. Okay, I'm just going to check for 1 second if I can find the Rashi. One second. Sorry, let's see if I can find the Rashi. Here, on our Rashi, which implies otherwise. Once again, sorry.
noise is very irritating. Apologies.
Yeah, right. So Rashi here, my lav, my depatale mi kriya shema belele shabbis mishum de tari bim mitzvah, de baile mitzvah, va osek bim mitzvah, patr min a mitzvah. Right? So, and then Abaye says, no, de tari de lobal mitzvah shalobal. Right? So Rashi here, Rashi and Ksivis, you know, I'll copy this to where you can actually see. Second, slide. Rashi. Zivos above that. Just text. Oh, right. So Rashi here says, oh, yeah, my love, detarid, farava, detarid limeval, hi, depata le mikvishma, below Shabbos, pishim detarid mitzvah, debay limeval, vaosig mitzvah, patam mitzvah. So Abaye's answer is no, detarid the lobal, because he's mitzdar shlobal, right? So the way Rashi and Ksuvis paints it is essentially the machlokas Rav and Abaye is there this idea of tarid, or no, it has to be osik b'mitzvah, right? Osik b'mitzvah and tarid are really two different things, right? And tirda, that we care about, is osik mitzvah, patam mitzvah, that's tirda's kasan, and if it's not osik mitzvah, then it's this other thing, tirda, mitzdar, basically, and there's like a patur mitzdar, and, you know, does that exist or not, right? Rashi Brachos, though, I think seems to see the opposite implication, right, which is that really they're both, that it's all about Tirda, and then Osek Mitzvah, right, is really just Osek, meaning in sense of your Masasek, your Torah, you're bothered by, you're preoccupied by it. Okay. The Ran in Sukkah seems to take the opposite approach, right, and he seems to think that Tirda is actually just another form of Osek Mitzvah. Okay, because why? Because his assumption is that he could use the case of Tirda as a proof that there's no need for the Osek B'mitzvah to be mutually exclusive with the second mitzvah. Okay, one of the big questions in Osek B'mitzvah, do they have to be mutually exclusive? Does it have to be that you can't do, if you're doing mitzvah A, then you can't also do mitzvah B? Because if you could do, right, can you do both? So Ran says, Chaslan is patur mikriya shma ad motzei Shabbos im lo asa ma'isa va'im isa di biyachol l'kayim v'shnei mechayiv neima di ba'ilei li'isi v'dayte. Tell him, okay, get a grip, you know, get a hold of yourself, man. You grab him by his collar and shake him and say, you know, get your act together. G'damar gabe'av v'l'kayim travayhu v'lo matzis amret de lo matzei li'isi v'dayte. Even now that if he wants to, he's allowed to, he must be doable, right? The question is whether we want to make him do it. So you see, says the Ran, that Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, is even if you could do both, you still don't have to do both, right? And now the fact that he's bringing his Raya from Tirda of the Chasan, right, shows that he thinks Tirda is just another Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. Okay, so those are the two extremes. Now, fine. Now, right, if we want to focus in on Tirda, okay, let's say the Rashi and Brachos approach, so then conceptually, right, I think the answer or the key is probably in the fact that it's like, you know, that's like mitzdayer, in the sense of or maybe even more like you're busy with something, you can't really do the other one. And the question is, how far do we make you go in order to accomplish a mitzvah? Right? So there are all sorts of, you know, there are all sorts of limits, right? Let's say it would cost you all of your money in order to do a mitzvah. Let's say it would cause you, like, you know, you'd have to travel really far, you know, in order to do a mitzvah. Let's say it would cause you tremendous, you have to put yourself through a tremendous amount of pain, like physical pain, in order to be able to, you know, accomplish a mitzvah. You know, how far do you need to go in order to do it? So there's definitely a limit. So maybe, right, if the tirda, especially if the tirda is shal mitzvah, if there's some sort of blocker to you accomplishing this mitzvah, and And that in itself stems from another mitzvah, right? So maybe that's just a level of difficulty, right? That we just don't require you to overcome, right? That's more of a you can't do it because you're blocked. And maybe you could overcome that problem, right? But maybe you just don't have to overcome that problem, right? It's like a legitimate excuse, right? But the whole point of a legitimate excuse is that you couldn't do it because the dog ate your homework, right? Your homework was grow artificial meat in your kitchen, in your living room, right? And, it's a legitimate excuse to say, it doesn't have to say, you weren't supposed to have done it. It doesn't say that you couldn't possibly have done it, right? But you have essentially a legitimate excuse because it's tier das mitzvah. And the tier das of a mitzvah, so we're not going to tell you just, don't have it at all. And, since it's hard to kind of hit the sweet spot, so we say, okay, we could force the chassan to refocus and whatever, but actually something that we suddenly is part big part of my job is to decide, I could have the developers deal with XYZ thing that's come up, right? But do I really want them to stop focusing on what they're focusing on, in order to do it? Could they possibly do both? Yeah, they could, right? But having them switch from one thing to another, right, comes at a cost. That's a little bit like the potentially the idea, right? That you can't really do both. There's tear down. Okay. On the other hand, if it's both osek b'mitzvah, so we have to think about what is the nature of osek b'mitzvah. Now the Rambam has two interesting girsas because it's more of the new stuff. Eitan, you want to read for us? Can you see what I?
Sure. The bold or the full halacha?
Let's do the whole thing.
Okay, not so relevant to us. Yeah. But women slaves and ketanim are patur in kriyat shema, and we teach them in order for chinuch. Fine. Mishaya libo tarud benechpaz ledavar mitzvah patur mikol mitzvot umikriyat shema. So if your heart is tarud, and then you have the opportunity, we didn't really exactly know how to do nechpaz, but there's something pulling you to another mitzvah.
It's like you're excited, you're chomping at the bit to do this mitzvah.
To do the original mitzvah or to do a new mitzvah?
The original, yes. Mitzvah number one. Yeah.
Pater mikol mitzvot umikriyat shema. You're pater from all the mitzvot and also mikriyat shema. But the other girsa says mishaya libo tarud v'nechpaz ledvar mitzvah mikol hamitzvot pater mikriyat shema. And the question is, are you pater all the mitzvot or dafka kriyat shema? Because kriyat shema, you need to have special attention or something on that sort. It's a couple of levels of shemaim. You have to be really focused.
Right. Yeah. So that's exactly, and then let's the nafka mina lefikach.
Right, so according to Rambam, it's about dato pnuya. It's about him just having the right mindset. It's not about he's obviously not actually doing something. It also seems like it's not actually part of the mitzvah. It's just a dato pnuya. Shema lo yimsa la betulim. V'im shaha ad motzei shabbat v'lo ba'al chayav likrot motzei shabbat v'ilach sharei nitkara dato v'libo gaspa aval pish lo ba'al. And because it's just about his mental distraction, if it's 5 days and he didn't do it already, he's not going to be so worried that she's not a betula. So that will kind of go away. We see for the Rambam, it's about this tirda. It's not even tirda of be'ila. It's not even tirda of be'ila. It's tirda of the betulin. It's not actually directly related to the mitzvah. It's there's a divine mitzvah, and then I have an external tirdah that's part of it, but not actually the mitzvah itself.
Exactly. Right? And that's even just to highlight, add to the contrast. If you read the next halacha, right, the Rambam even just hits you over the head with that, right? Exactly the point that it's really external. He says, aval hanoseh at the be'ula, afal pisho seik b'mitzvah, right? No less of a mitzvah. Right, it doesn't impact the mitzvah part at all, right? And he says you're still osek b'mitzvah, But the fact that it's not, you're not Torah, even on this external non-mitzvah component of the of what you're doing, is means that you're not, since it's not mitzvah dato, you're still chayv. Now the two gersah, basically clearly the Rambam is doing, is saying there are two different things, right? There's tirda and there's osik b'mitzvah. They are two very different things. Right? You can have one without the other. Right? You could be osik b'mitzvah, but since you could possibly do both, you should do both. Right? Also another important thing, like Rambam seems to assume that in both cases, if you can accomplish both, you should accomplish both, right? But tirda is where you're tarud, you're mebalbel da'ato. And then you have these two gersaot that says, is tirda a universal? There's osek b'mitzvah, which is about any mitzvah, and there's also tirda, the nechpaz l'dvar mitzvah, so you're patur mikol mitzvos, umi kriyashma. And it's kind of like you have your job, you are, focused on, you want to accomplish this mitzvah, you're in the planning stages, right? That's still good enough for us to say, well, you're patur mikol mitzvos umi kriyashma, because you are, locked in already on this first mitzvah. So we don't force you to do like a context switch, right? If it's going to, be difficult. The other Gersa says, no, it's dafka din and kriyashma, right? Osik mitzvah patur mitzvah is universal, but the tour of tarud is only by kriyashma or similar mitzvahs, which are kavanah related, right? Which is very intuitive. Say, right? Anything that's mebalbel dato is going to be poter you from kriyashma if it's a mitzvah, right? Because it's hard to do a context switch, right? Especially, it's, normally, like, let's say, for the Ran, right, the problem was when you're osake physically, so that it makes sense that we're put to you. But if it's only intellectual, we're going to tell you not to, you don't have to, like, get your act together, kamash malan, yeah, that's also considered osake b'mitzvah, right? For the Rambam, it's like, kind of, at least according to the second gear, so it's the opposite, right? Of course, right, the intellectual tirda, when it comes to tirda shel mitzvah, is definitely going to be the what matters, because the p'tur is for kriya shema, because it's an intellectual tirda preventing you from achieving an intellectual mitzvah. But a physical mitzvah, right, would be unaffected, and you'd be just as chayiv, because it's not relevant, right? Yeah, Sammy.
So to the Rambam, the Rambam is mechalik between tirda and then osik b'mitzvah. So for the Rambam, the p'tur by osik b'mitzvah is about us not like expecting you to take on another mitzvah when you're being osik in one, or because it's sort of like it's too hard to switch gears. What exactly was the Rambam saying of osik b'mitzvah when it's
so he doesn't?
Not...
Yeah, so here he doesn't tell us osik mitzvah. In the Parashas Mishnayos, he does. We can even skip ahead to that.
But here is just dealing with tirda, okay.
Yeah, I'd say here he's just dealing with tirda, at least what we're focusing on. The tirda, we're just emphasizing that he really is b'chalik, right? Also in Nechakos Avel, he talks about someone who's like mesa muta lefanav, right? He's like osek in that mitzvah, and he's patur mikriyas shema mitzvah, or mitzvilin, we call mitzvah samuras b'torah.
Right.
Right? So that's like, osik b'mitzvah is like universal, clearly. But when it comes to the p'tur of tarud, there are two to yourselves whether it's universal, right? But it's different. It's based on the tirdas halev and not about the fact that you are like legal, involved in the mitzvah.
Sure.
If it's about kriyashma and other intellectual mitzvahs, so the answer is, okay, it's about intellectual mitzvahs. So it depends. If it's an intellectual mitzvah, then tirda is going to be relevant, because it means you can't, right? Or, you can't without us sacrificing maybe something from your focus on the other mitzvah. And number two, but if it's universal, so then that's a very interesting concept, right? Because then that basically says that tirda is, if it's going to be put to you, we call it mitzvos, then it says, well, just like you don't have to, for mitzvah, you don't have to give up more than X amount of your net worth, right? Then for a mitzvah, you don't have to travel more than X amount. So we'll also say, if you're already locked in on a mitzvah, right, then you don't have to, do a context switch or try to, we don't make you defocus from a mitzvah in order to do another one, just because you're, as it, like, you know, because it's tiered up. Okay. Now, if it's that second part is true, so then it could connect back to what we're going to talk about in a bit later, which is, well, what's the nature of osik mitzvah, right? Why does one mitzvah allow you to kind of ignore other ones, right? But again, it's actually kind of easier because the Rambam says for osik mitzvah to mitzvah, sounds like if the Rambam, it's only if you can't do both. Well, for Tirda also, and then I'm saying like, oh, it's because you can't do both. You're tired of both. Yeah. Oh, well, actually, we haven't seen that yet. Sorry.
You kind of keep mentioning the, like, if you do one and not the, if you do, you might be able to do both. Sorry. You kept mentioning you might be able to do both, but if you do, it'll be at the sacrifice of another. I guess just to like pick up on that, Sammy and I also discussed, and I think we did a similar, or you did the sugya through a different lens in Yeshiva also. And one of the models that I think Sammy and I talked about also a bunch for, especially when it's like the actual Maaseh Mitzvah, not just a Tzirda, but I think it could work for both, is that like theoretically you could do both, but it'd just be like disrespectful to like put down that Mitzvah and do another one. Like we don't have a hierarchy and you were doing that. And therefore it's not that like, okay, we don't expect of you to like do past this threshold of like good avodat Hashem, but rather it's just like you'd have no right to put down that mitzvah for this other mitzvah.
So if you want to explain that, you know, when even if you could do them both, right, then that's exactly what you're going to say, right? Which is that, and that's really what the Or Zeruah and the Marach Or Zeruah, you know, basically say, which is, If you want another mitzvah comes and you want to switch, right? Why are you doing the first mitzvah? Because God told you to, right? So you're doing what God told you to do, right? So if something else comes into the queue, so you'll deal with it when you're free. But God told you to do this. This is like, you know, this is what you're doing. You serve God and like that's what he told you to do. Unless God told you to switch, right? But he never told you to switch, right?
I think that presentation's a little bit different. I think that was, or the way I understood that, that's more like the sort of, there's like a an expectation of like certain amounts of avodas Hashem, right? And so sort of like once you there's like an amount that you're doing, right? You're already doing what God said, and so there's not any expectation that you're going to do more or different than that because you're already.
I hear that. That's a good point. Yeah, you're right. I'm conflating are actually slightly different. That's a good point. I mean, one, what I was formulating is that you are being osik in avodas Hashem, right? So you don't, you know, that's what you're doing. So you just keep doing that. You don't get to like, oh, be like, oh, now I'm in the mood to do something different or something else came along. What you're right, what you were trying to say is slightly different, in which it's actually pogeya, right? It's, you know, you don't have the right to, it's less about you as like, you know, you have a mitzvah, do it, as much as this mitzvah is here, right? You're in this chayv in it already. You don't have it, it's like a gear in the mitzvah to put it down and to prioritize something else. And that's a very good point. They're like very similar, but you're right. They're actually very meaningfully different. Because I think, let's say, how would I formulate this? If it's a din in the mitzvah, then tirdas mitzvah, I think, would be more powerful. As opposed to if it's a din in more in the gavra, then I think tirdas mitzvah would be less significant. What do I mean? Let's say you have a case of, right, tirdas mitzvah. You're tarred to do a mitzvah, but you're not actually osik in the mitzvah. So if it's a din in like you're doing avodas Hashem, right? You are involved in avodas Hashem now, so therefore, right? That's it. You're being avodas Hashem right now, and that's if another mitzvah comes around, that can just like can wait. But right now, you're being osik in avodas Hashem. But if you're just tarud, since you're not actually being osik in avodas Hashem, right? You're just tarud by a mitzvah, so I could say, well, you know, you gotta drop what you're, you know, refocus on this new mitzvah that came in because you're not actually doing a mitzvah right now. But if it's a din in like the mitzvah, so then maybe tirdas mitzvah, right? Because remember, tirdas mitzvah has to be connected to a mitzvah. So if it's a din in like being of avodas Hashem, being osek in avodas in melech Hashemayim, that you're not, right? You're just tarad. But if it's a din in like the chefta shel mitzvah, that you have entered into a chefta shel mitzvah and now you're responsible for it, so you can't drop it for something else. You can't even defocus from it, right? The fact that you're tarad by it might demand that you continue focusing on it. Like let's in this case, right? Libo is tarad v'nechbaz lidvar mitzvah. You can't just drop this mitzvah and say, oh, you know, I'm going to focus on another one. Even if, in theory, right, you're not osik right now and you're able to come back to it. But forcing you to context switch, right, might be a pagam in the mitzvah that you've been, that you're involved in. Right. It's funny. I just keep translating this into like terms of like, you know, like, of high tech, whatever. But it's, you know, even if you're just doing monitoring, you know, like whatever your current task or your current whatever, you finished it already, but you're monitoring to make sure that it, you know, it really did the job and it's really not messing anything else up, right? That in and of itself is like a task, right? Or is an important part of the process, which you shouldn't start, you know, to pegam in of doing that task properly. If you just context switch, even though you're not like osek the mitzvah, so you know, so you can't you know, you're part of anything else. Okay, fair, very good point. Okay, fine. How does the Me'iri formulate this? So the Me'iri also, I think, just splits. Right? It says, This is kind of shivering. What is tirda? Is tirda really about you're doing the mitzvah? You're doing it, you're focused on it, you're in that context, right? But if you're not in the context model where you should be doing it, even if you're saying, oh, maybe tirdas mitzvah is really just the idea that even if you're not physically holding on to a mitzvah and doing it b'yadayim, right? If you're, I don't know, let's say you're trying to catch, I don't know, let's say there's a mitzvah to catch, what is it? Is it a snark? And Lewis Carroll has a poem. Are they trying to catch the snark? I think it's the catching of the hunting of the snark. Yeah, hunting of the snark. Very good. I remember my close count. Okay. So let's say there's a mitzvah to hunt the snark, right? So, or catching a snark. So when you're like waiting and you're like sitting there and you're about to like jump out waiting for it to pass by, so you're not doing the mitzvah b'yadayim, right? But you're definitely involved, right, in the hunting of a snark. Yeah, push it, right? That's what you would do if you were hunting a snark, right? When you're in your office, you know, on the thinking and planning how you're going to hunt the snark, right? It's very different than when you're literally sitting, you know, in your camouflaged hiding spot, waiting for the snark to pass by and to grab it. You're focused fully on it, right? Which is also different than when you're like wrestling it to the ground. Yeah. Not that we know what a snark looks like, but it's whatever it is. Right? So I would say like this. The Me'iri is basically saying, is Tiras Mitzvah just the Chiddush that when you're waiting there, you know, like this, trying to catch it, that counts as part of the Osik B'Mitzvah, even though you're not physically doing the action, right? Then it's really just Osik B'Mitzvah, Patam Mitzvah. And then it's only at that time. Or, right, is saying, no, even b'shal shachris, mikolakum tirdas halev yishkan. It's not about osek b'mitzvah, it's about the Torah, it's about the fact it's hard for you to do, you know, you're focused on it. U'dvarim elu kulan tefilah tefilin kedin kriyat shemahem, aval chayav b'shal mitzvah, shein tzrichot kavana kokach, v'lo kimi shesover, shepotun eto mikolam mitzvah. He says, that's got to be only when it comes to Kriya Shema and Tefillah and things that are like general mitzvos, right? That are kavana mitzvos. Sorry, not general mitzvos. Kavana mitzvos. And those kavana mitzvos you can't do properly, right? And Kriya Shema Amru, Shalosek mitzvah patur hemena, Vachatan patur ba, Velo mishum osek b'mitzvah, Shem kein lo tzrucho leviyana lachatan pustuk mefne atzma. If it was just osek b'mitzvah, then we won't need a separate pasuk, right? So it's got to be that it's something different. Right? It's got to be, there are two separate dinim. There's Osek Mitzvah, says the Meiri, and there's Tirda, and even Tirda has to be Tirda's Mitzvah. Because otherwise he just tell you, deal with it. Right? So the Meiri basically says, you have Osek Mitzvah, which is like a Ptur because of Osek Mitzvah, and you have Tirda, which is a Ptur because you just can't. Right? You're not able to daven right now. And there's only the dinim davening.
But he says the tirda, it's not tirda. This was a chiluk that Eitan and I were also exploring when we were learning between like tirdat mitzvah and then tirda. What does the word sarach mean?
Sarach is like a little bit.
That's right. So I guess, so yeah, we were mechalik between like tirdat mitzvah and then tirda. I guess you could call it sheish bas sarach mitzvah, or the tirda that has to do with the mitzvah. Right, there was Tirdat Mitzvah, which was like the Chatan who's Tarud because he's, thinking about, you know, being Mekayim his Mitzvah. And then there's the Chatan that's Tarud because of, you know, another reason, but it's still like...
that she might not be a Betula, like the Rambam
said. Yeah, right, that was it. He was worried that she might not be a Besula. Right, that doesn't have to do with the Maisa Mitzvah itself, so it's not really Tirdat Mitzvah. It's just Tirda that's like... In the like,
exactly.
Yeah. So is that what you would think? That's what the Meiri is saying here, is the latter thing.
Yeah, okay. I think so. Right. It's like Srach Mitzvah, and I think that's also interesting. Like, you know, it's Makom Sarv and Abaya. It's not so clear, like how, you know, far we're being, what, you know, expanding it. It's like Rav Moda to Abaya, really, or not, or it's unclear. But yeah, right. It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, it's Srach. It's around the mitzvah, not like really like you're plotting the mitzvah. Okay. Question. Okay, how far did you guys get? Just curious, Makoros wise.
Good question.
Don't have it in front of me. 1 second. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, it's not a precise answer either. Just curious, like how, you know, how far we should go this time.
We didn't go. We didn't do any of the Abud stuff. I think we ended with this, the Meiri and Bracha.
Okay, so maybe should we stop here and then we'll continue. Next Sunday?
We didn't do that. No, we didn't do that, Tosfos. You're right.
Yeah. I think we stopped right
there. Yeah, we'll just do Osek Mitzvah Paterutzo next week. I think it's...
Okay, great.
Sounds awesome. Good.
Hey, yeah. I'm not
Thank
enough.
You.
Awesome. Shkach. Yeah. The recording stopped.